Hey man, we back. Shout out to Drake, the baby blue hoodie. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy Nick P, and I am the CEO. I am the founding member, and I am everyone's favorite host on this show. Shut up. So,
get him off the stage.
What I want to ask y'all, is college even important? Dre, hold your opinion. Will, is it this important? For you?
I'm not gonna say it's not.
Is it the route to go? Is it even the route to go?
Everybody's route ain't gonna be the same. Perfect example. Me and my brother. My entire life, my dad pushed me to go to college. Like, there was no other, like, nigga, ain't no discussion. That's what you doing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing else to talk about. You going to college when you graduate high school. My brother didn't have that. Like, my brother's dad wasn't around, and he made his own path and decided for himself. He knew he didn't like school. He knew he didn't like school, even in high school. And he went and got a trade. Like, my brother's a welder. Like, he knew he didn't like school, so a lot of people don't like school, like, but they force themselves to go just because that's what people tell them to do, or they feel like that's the only thing to do. And here we are in 2021. I have a bachelor's degree. My brother has no degree, and guess who makes more money? Take a wild guess. That nigga.
Damn, that shit felt personal.
Man, like, I'm sick. No, so I would answer.
No, go ahead.
I would answer like this. I would say it's not college that's important, it's education that's important. So however you got to be educated is what you got to do. But education is the pathway to success. So if it's learning a trade is education. Going to college is education. If you're going to be self-educated, you can do that too, but it's going to be a lot harder. But finding, it's all the same shit. Finding some kind of curriculum that somebody has done before you and following the blueprint. So you want to be a welder, you learn the curriculum from somebody who knows how to weld, and you learn that skill set to be a value in the marketplace. I feel like college is the, I won't say it's the easiest setup. If you don't want to do it, like, you don't want to do a trade, then take your ass to school. I don't know, like, what else you gonna do? Like, you gotta get an education in some kind of way. And if you don't get an education, and if it's not standardized in a way that makes you marketable, then you're gonna fall behind.
Here's my thing, though. The biggest issue I have is so many Black people, Dre, you know, given your profession early on in your career, you work with high school students. So many of us Black people, we always say we don't like school. It seems like there's a large number of young Black students that always say they don't like school. Why is it that so many young Black students don't like school?
You asking me that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me to speak as a whole. From my interactions, it felt like it didn't resonate well with them. So first of all, I can only speak from my instance and mostly the population I've dealt with, but most of the instructors, teachers, principals didn't really look like them. You know what I'm saying? I didn't connect well with them. And more often than not, they looked at them as more of a nuisance than an asset. Meaning like, this is the person I have to tolerate rather than an asset that I need to cultivate to their supreme potential. And they are most often than not institutions fueled by pipelines and guidelines they have to meet at a state and federal level in order to meet a certain type of, pass approval rate for them to continue to get money, to get that grant money. So it's not really like they're invested in their future. It's more so invested in them seeing it through. And then also pipelining them to a collegiate institution, military, and I think they just made trades available in that pipeline now, if I'm not mistaken. But originally it was not that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there used to be trade schools prevalent in St. Louis. We've seen that number dwindle more and more consistently. So the pipeline is traditionally like the military or college for them to receive those numbers for adequate funding. So it's not that they're invested within that. And I think those students feel that and they're resentful to it. And also they're young kids. No one wants to sit in the mandated spot for 8 hours a day getting taught it, you know what I'm saying? The attention span is already very minute as it is. And then even more so now with social media and, you know, phones and things like that, the attention span is very low. So no one wants to be mandated in a space to learn something. They want to be in there with social interactions with their friends. So, yeah, I think it's like two opposite effects that are kind of working with at one another.
And not only that, but half the shit that they teach you in high school ain't what the fuck you need to know. College, like, they're not teaching you finance. They're not teaching you how to build your own business, run your own business. They're not teaching you how to pay your taxes or how to buy cars or how to buy homes. They're not teaching you about mortgages and none of that shit. They're telling you about some motherfucker that came over and supposedly found America or some bullshit.
For that. Like, I'm gonna push back a little bit.
Whose responsibility is that though?
That's what I'm going to push back a little bit. Like, it's up to the family to kind of give family guidance. But even more so, I feel like the main skill set of school, especially like in middle school, high school, like those mandatory ages you got to go to school, is more so teaching things that aren't like inherent, like being on time, getting the task done. You can't learn. Like, I can teach you about taxes, but if you're not on time for shit, then it's not gonna really matter. If you're not, I can teach you how to build a business. I teach people all the time about business. The reason most people fail in business is because they don't have the discipline to back it. Where you learn discipline? Most likely, they were probably an unruly student, or they were someone who was never on time or turned stuff in on time late all the time. Like, they didn't do the small things. So I feel like the beginning stages is just like, can we just learn structure and order and some kind of societal background knowledge to where we all know the president, we know about science a little bit, we know a little bit about math. We got to know the basics about the basics is what I feel.
I have a little bit of pushback to that as well. As far as the structure of school, like, yeah, cool. Being on time and all that. Yeah, you can be on. It's easy to be on time when you got a motherfucker telling you where you need to be. But when you get on your own. When they are on their own, are they still going to apply that? Like, you in high school, you can go to class every day because somebody's telling your ass to go. When you get in college, what was the first thing you did? Oh, I don't feel like going to class today. Like, you can, anytime you can have somebody telling you what to do, but unless that's what you actually want to do when you get on your own, you're not going to apply it.
A little bit pushback to the pushback to the pushback. First of all, respectfully, fuck high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's mandated. And anything that's free, I'm a proponent of. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can cry about a lot of shit, but if it's free, shut the fuck up. Take it on the chin. You know what I'm saying? When we get into collegiate institutions, it literally breeds you to be a systematic, it breeds you to be a hyper consumer, meaning, like, you're literally paying for lodging, paying for space, and paying for education. And it's not paying for adequate education in order to make sure that you are an adequate employee, an entrepreneur, a knowledgeable person, going through these financial sectors of buying a home, doing your taxes and things like that. They're giving you a lot of, and let's just call it what it is, fluff and bullshit information in order to keep you there for as long as possible so that you receive a degree. Now, unless you go for those very strategic and systematic STEM types of, collegiate degrees, that have very adequate and applicable application after graduation, you're really not learning shit. You know what I'm saying? That it's applicable to the real world. You know what I'm saying? You're learning social cues, learning how to interact in groups that are all relevant and prevalent skills that you need to have, but you're paying for it for no fucking reason at an inflated price.
But bro, so me personally, being one of four on this panel, we have three out of four that have a degree, 75%. And which that's a strong number too, by the way. I want to say shout out 75% got a college degree within this group. But nonetheless, when I look at my high school and college experience, the most valuable and tangible thing that I received was we just talked about this, emotional intelligence. So understanding how to interact and communicate with a different group of people in different races, because bro, right, I know what you're thinking. But where else can you find a big group body of young people in the same perimeter on a consistent and daily basis, bro? You need that.
Can I push back?
Go ahead, push back.
That is
you've been pushing back.
Asset. And I think those are great skills. Why the fuck are you paying for it? Why are you putting yourself $60,000 in debt for emotional intelligence?
Where else are you going to get it, though, bro?
No. Why $60,000 in debt for emotional intelligence? If the first thing you didn't say was the education I received from college was the most valued thing that I got, then you got finessed.
But that's not true,
though. I ain't speaking about you in general. I'm just talking about in general.
I feel it, though.
But look, we're talking about a marketplace. There's supply and demand. Like Nick saying, where else are you going to get it? So if I'm the only nigga selling... I don't want to go to drugs, but I only got crack on the block, and y'all want crack. I can control the price.
Way to bring down the pie, B. Way to bring it down, bro.
We don't sell crack. We don't endorse selling crack on the podcast. I'm just trying to give a tangible example.
Way to perpetuate the cycle, BZ.
Everybody else selling something else, and I'm selling what everybody want, I can control the price.
Fast. So
there is nowhere else you can go, and it's kind of spin off to something we talked about anyway, like the elevation needing to separate. I don't know if y'all know that. Over age 25, only 35% of people have a bachelor's degree or higher. So you are now part of the one-third of society that has at least a bachelor's degree. That puts, and Nick, you're even in a different position because you actually were in a college environment. If you take people who were in a high school environment and never had any other exposure to anything else, you're gonna notice a different mindset.
Yes,
completely.
Bro. Yes.
Because the exposure is giving you so much. You can't say that your degree is bullshit when you've had 6 years of exposure of things that you wouldn't have got exposure to otherwise. You go to a trade school, you're not getting the experience you got in college. You go to military, you're not getting the same experience you got in college. So we can't diminish what's not necessarily a hard, tangible, practical asset. Because that's not how life works.
Hey, BZ, you know what? To make it even more personal for Dre, bro, the environment that you was in prior to Missouri State, you was at Barnes. I ain't trying to put your business out there. But you was at Barnes, right? Being at Barnes, you were working around a different group of people than what you were when you got to Missouri State, right or wrong?
Right.
Okay, so would you still have the same mindset that you do today? And would you still be on the path, the journey of success where you are today if you just had stayed in that same environment?
No. I agree. I'm agreeing.
So you pay for your environment, bro.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm not saying anything that y'all are saying is correct. I'm not saying that college is not valuable. What I'm saying is that the inflated prices for emotional intelligence,
everything is over
a lackluster education, and all of that does not make sense. Right. Now you're putting
the hoodies we got on is overpriced.
All I'm saying is that okay. I'm saying pick your finesse. So. People know that college is inflated. Like anybody, you can read a Google it.
Yeah.
Is college inflated? Yes. You'll hear a resounding yes.
Yes.
But people have adequate people in place, mentors and things of that to guide them in the right direction. My only thing and why I'm so passionate about it is that I don't want people to get finessed into thinking college is this dreamlike place where all of your dreams come true and all. It can certainly be that. And that's what I'm saying. With Nick, what you're saying, it can have tremendous benefits on your overall maturation, how you interact with others, and have a wonderful effect on you as a person. BZ, I can say the same. Like, I wouldn't even know BZ if it wasn't for college. You know what I'm saying? So, and Will too, you feel me? So it has an impact, and I'm totally cognizant of that. But however, the ROI isn't always sufficient for most people. You got to think we're anomalies, bro. Think about the people who didn't finish, who have those resentful feelings, or have that mountain of debt, with no other place to go.
I didn't
like
finish.
Bro, and I'm not saying that like in a, you know, condescending or derogatory.
No.
He's saying that he still got value even though he didn't finish.
But now, I'm saying it's about
you. Anomaly in your own, though.
But Nick is an extreme anomaly, yes. Bro. People don't, like, no. Nick is the outlier. Like, most people who don't finish college just have debt and low-end jobs. You feel me?
But look.
That's most people.
But this is what I'm saying,
an extreme outlier.
We can't create something we can't create a bar for success that is not based on outliers. Success is an outlier within itself. So there's no college environment that creates successful people just out of whim.
Absolutely.
So I'm just saying.
I don't care. All I'm saying is, okay. I'm saying, look, what I'm saying is that present the information, bro. Like, if I tell you, bro, like, hey, don't touch that fucking stove. It's hot as hell. And you put your hand on the stove and burn your shit, that's your fault. Because your ass didn't listen. You were provided all the information needed to not make a terrible decision, but you did it. Yeah, it is. But you still did it. You know what I'm saying? However, if no one knows, you just walking past, you like, damn, I'm hungry. There's food over there. And you stare your fucking hand. You like, damn, I wish somebody would have told me. I wish I had some type of instruction on what's going on. But all I'm saying is people be informed. Find a mentor. If it's right for you.
I like that. Be informed. I can agree with that.
I like
being informed.
That's all I'm saying. Be informed. I like being informed, but I like also like common sense. And I also like, yo, everyone know, everybody in college knew my job is to go to class and get good grades, right? When you choose,
nigga, I got that, and I get shit from it. Go ahead.
But I'm saying, okay, what was your high school GPA? Now you're gonna say the actual. I'm saying, so I'm saying like we even in high school we know our job is to go to class and get good grades. I'm saying there we all gotta pay for our actions in some kind of way. So it's like, yo, if I got a 4.0 in college and I had a 4.0 in high school, I would have probably got. My ACT was high enough to give me a full ride, but my GPA was too low in high school. So I could have had a full ride, but I can't put that on college. That was me fucking it up. I even had a scholarship going to Missouri State that I fucked off after my first year because my grades wasn't high enough. So it's like, at some point, we got to go back to this individual thing we talked about in the last segment. It's up to the individual to get their own success. And everybody didn't go to college, have a 4.0 in high school, have a 4.0 in college, get their master's, get their PhD. Like, bro, it's just steps and levels to everything. So we can't ever create anything or create a value that's going to be the equal, everybody get an ROI. If everybody got an ROI, bro, the system would crash.
Can I finish with this? Hey, anybody going to college, come holler at me first, man. That's all I'm asking, man. Any listener who's thinking about going that route, please do. And I'm saying that with absolute sincerity, bro, because there's so many things that you can do that can be advantageous to your growth that I wish happened for me. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. I don't care about ratios, ROI, success rates, none of that shit. I'm worried about you as a person.
The bottom line of this point is college ain't the only route to be successful.
It ain't the only route, but education is the only route.
That's fine, but college is not the only way to get an education.
Against the government. I agree. Now, provide a second avenue to get the education. Trade.
Plenty of trades. There are boot camps. There are cyber things that you could do. I mean, Google and Amazon have said that you don't even need a college degree in order to get into their IT positions because I work in tech now. So it's like, it's a miracle. Degree? Like, we've been knowing college hasn't changed in over 150 years, bro. There's a reason for that.
It's
a money making system.
It still produces winners, though. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, it's not the only thing that produces winners.
Thank you, Will.
So I'm saying it's the most sure thing, though. It's the most sure thing we have to produce winners.
To go against such a high cost on something that could maybe get you there. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one wants to pay $60,000 for a probability of being successful.
College is the most is the easiest plot we have to success.
Blueprint. Yeah. But
by far.
Here's the thing,
every single doctor went to college. Every single lawyer went to college. Every single engineer went to college. Bro, like you can't, and we look at the top positions, most of them have college degrees. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not saying there's being a six-figure welder is an anomaly in the welding industry. Every industry has a pyramid. So I'm just saying the easiest one that we can pinpoint a path to, like, okay, if you go there, if you actually look at the statistics, it's going
to go there.
The higher degree you have,
it's all I'm just, ask.
Don't go there thinking a bachelor's going to get you to success because you don't need to have a bachelor's going to get you entry level. If you're going to go in mind, I'm going to be going to college for the next 7 years. Don't say strategic. 4 or 5. I'm going for the next 7, maybe 8, 9 years so I can set myself up. If you go,
it ain't even got to be that. What I was getting to it because I know we're going over time, but you just got to go strategically. Just have some people sit down with you, know your region, know what's in demand. Know what makes money, know something that coincides with your skill set, and then go strategically with a mentor so that you're not spending the same amount of money in this ambiguous type of nature trying to float your way towards success, which is something that I did that I had to go around several circles unnecessarily. Get with somebody who knows what they're talking about and then build together strategically. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what? And my last words to this is, for me, college, even whether you obtain your degree or whether you don't, it's all about the soft skills that you develop in college, because the soft skills is going to take you a lot further in life than what a degree can ever carry you. Unless, like BZ said, you're going to school to be a doctor a lawyer, a scientist, engineer, whatever. But if you're just going for business, bro, all you need in business to be successful is good soft skills, emotional intelligence. That's all you need. Fuck all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? You can learn your way around the balance sheet. You can learn your way around the profit and loss, around the interest statement. You can learn all this stuff. But you can't, for me personally, if you're a young individual and if you want to go to business, be mindful that your soft skills is what going to progress you over your career. That's all I'm saying. Even as an entrepreneur, BZ, you know this. Bro, you know how that, bro, look at your following base. Bro, you don't just have black people. Probably majority of your people not even black. Why is that? Because you know how to communicate and interact with different people, with different backgrounds, different walks of life. That's all I'm saying. So for college, you have to be able to develop that, because if you just get the degree alone, you're going to stay in an entry-level position.
That is key. I would say all of us, on what that was, all of us had exposed. We didn't just go to class and then that was it. All of us was active in a collegiate environment. You know what I'm saying? Some of us at Most State didn't interact, but we were very active like in the community. So we did get those soft skills. We did meet people of different backgrounds. So I feel like that is like maybe the strongest point. Like, you gotta do more than just go to class, unless you in one of those fields where, like, again, technology, science, medical, something like that, where it's like very practical and you know that career is gonna pay six figures out the gate, then you gotta start. Networking is like another gym, you know what I'm saying? You gotta network and you gotta educate yourself no matter what platform you go in.
Yeah, always position yourself to be an extreme asset in whatever you do. Move strategic and then do what you need to do in order to be an asset to your marketability post-graduation, if that's the route that you so choose to take.
And that's the word. Willie B, tell them what to do next, brother.
And y'all know what it is. Make sure y'all go over to Twitter, mm-hmm. Facebook, mm-hmm. and IG and follow us at ATGPod3. And then
you know it's four of us.
About to be three again. We're getting rid of you, Nick. Then make sure y'all hit that like and subscribe button on the YouTube channel. Leave some comments and let us know what y'all think.
Straight up.
Against the grain.